today is Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's also Erev Da'aseres Yimei Tshuva. It's also for Ar Chabura, Erev Shabbos Tshuva. It's just one ha'ara that I saw in the Sefer Beis Yishai from Hagoyen Reb Shloimeh Fisher, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It's an incredible, incredible hergish. On the Indian of Tshuva. So this was one of the drushes that he said on Shabbat Tshuva. If you have the drushes Ben Yishai, the newer edition that has Chelik Aleph and Chelik Beis in the same volume, it's Simin Chaf Aleph, Sif Katan Gimel, page Kuf Ayin Gimel. Reb Shloimeh Fisher, he said the following. He said, we had a Gemara that we learned together not long ago in Amichas Asfina. It was in the Sugya of the Midois and the Mishkalois. The Gemara talked about all the different types of Ramos that can come about through the Indian of Midas and Mishkalis. And the Gemara said, Al Kulan Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Regarding all of these things, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Oiliyim Oimar, Oiliyim Loy Oimar. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has the great yeshiva, right? Rabbi Eliezer learned in his yeshiva, but he had the big famous yeshiva, and he's a Magid Shir, and he was very mesopic. How much detail, how be'ian he should learn the sugya of the Midas and the Mishkalis. Meaning, he wanted to talk about all the different faperai that can come about through this inyan. But he was mesupik. Should I talk a lot or maybe faker? I should have some restraint. And what was his suffik? He said, "Im oimar, if I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to talk about all the different tricks you can have, shemi yilamdu aramam. I might have people listening to me, and these people are ramam, and they're looking for a good scheme. Adarabba, and they're going to say, oh, I have a great business idea. How'd you come up with it? I heard it from Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. You said it over in Shir. So it was for that reason he said, oivim oimar, I'm not sure I should say this. Then he said, the imloy oimar. But then he was concerned. He said, should I not say, shemi yoimur haramoim, ain talmide chachomim bikim emasi yadenu? Maybe the ramam are going to think, oh, the Talmid Chacham don't really know all these tricks. And as a result, the Ramam are going to do their thing, thinking that they're never going to get caught, and Fakir, it's going to promote Ramos. So he said, I wasn't sure what to do. I was mamish stuck between a rock and a hard place. He said, Oilim Oimar, Oilim Loy Oimar. So the Gemara says, Ibayalo, the Bnei Yeshiva were wondering, Amra Loy Oimar, Tachlis, what did Rabbi Yechim and Zagai do? Did he say it or did he not say it? So the Gemara says, Amr Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amra. Shmuel bar Yitzchak said he said it. Umei haikra Amra. And you know what his makar was? The following pasuk. It says, Ki yishorim tarche Hashem, v'tzadikim yelchubam, u'poshim yikashlubam. The Navi says, Ki yishorim tarche Hashem, the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayasher. And it's true. Our people that hear the Dvar Hashem, and they end up stumbling as a result of it. But Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai said that I'm going to present the Torah the way it is. Tzadikim, Yelchubam, Upoishim, Yukashlubam. You're right. If someone's going to hear my shir, and he's going to say, you know what, I have a new chap in how I can go ahead and fool somebody, Vazolachton. Tzadikim, I know, Yelchubam, Upoishim, Yukashlubam. I'm delivering the Torah. Let everyone do what they're going to do. But Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai had this dilemma. Oiliyim Oimar, Oiliyim Loy Oimar. And he was poishing it from a pasuk. Ki Yisharim Darchei Hashem, Vitzadikim, Yelchubam, Upoishim, Yukashlubam. So Rabbi Shloimeh Fisher said, a dover nifla mamish. He said, who said this pasuk? Yisharim darchei Hashem. V'tzadikim yelchubam, u'poshim yikashlubam. It was the Navi Hosea. Where did the Navi Hosea say it? He said it in the Nevuah of Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokech. It's the last pasuk of Hosea's Nevuah in the Shabbos Shuvah Haftarah. In Shabbos Shuvah, we read Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokech. It's Hosea Perik Yudalit. And pasuk Yud is Ki Yisharim Darchei Hashem, V'tzadikim Yelchubayim U'poshim Yikashulbam. So Rav Shlomo Fisher said that if you look at the Nevuah of Hosea, what's Hosea saying? He says, Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokech. Ki chashalta ba'avaynecha. Kui machem dvarim v'shuvu al Hashem. Imru elov kol tisa avoyin v'kach toiv v'nesham v'parm s'faseinu. Hashem is looking at a generation of people that sin. They did terrible averes. They go through the year and they're so meluchluch b'chet. But he looks at Klai Yisrael and he tells him, do tshuva. I'm going to do tshuva. How are we going to do tshuva? It's so hard. He says, it's not as hard as you think it is. Kui machem dvarim. Just take words v'shuvu al Hashem. So what should I say? Say kol tisa avoin v'kach toiv u'nesham v'parm s'faseinu. Just go and deher and appreciate and understand that Yid could do tshuva. Right, Rashi says, kui machem dvarim eni mevakesh mikem mamin el dvarim shal tshuva. Just say dvarim shal tshuva. And if you're going to say dvarim shal tshuva, everything's going to be okay. Rav Shlomo Fischer said that it's mavur in the Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, the sugyas of tshuva, that the tshuva that Hosea Novi was talking about was tshuva miyira. It's not the shpitz tshuva. It's tshuva miyira. One of his makaris is, because the Gemara says that if someone does tshuva miyira, it's doinis nas and shkogis. How do you know that? Because Hosea said, tshuva yisrael that Hashem alaykecha, ki chashalta b'avoynecha. An avoyn is an aveir b'meizid. A michshal is an aveir b'shoigig. If you're going to do tshuva, chashalta b'avoynecha, all your avoynois are going to turn into shkogis. And the emesis, he said that if you go through Hosea, and he talks about the koyach of tshuva, and if a yid does tshuva, he comes back, he shows the Eved I want. He's a kui machem dvarim v'shuvu al Hashem. Even if he does it miyira, which is not the spitz form of tshuva, about filu hachi, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is eya katali Yisrael yifrach kishayshana. Rashi says, afal pisha enam ruyin la'ahava, even though they don't deserve my love. Obe esnadev la'avasam, I'm going to love them anyways. Kishav apu mimenu, because my whole charei naf, everything is going to go away. And he talks about the beauty and the koyach of tshuva. Right, the Gemara says, g'doy l'tshuva shemagas ad kisei ha'kovid. How do you know that? Hosea said it. Shuvi Yisrael, ad Hashem alekecha. If I cared from ad Hashem alekecha, you know what we learned? That b'makim shavali tshuva, oindem ein tzadikim gemurim yichaylam lamoy. We always speak out from Rab Tzadik, that Rab Tzadik said that Moshe Rabbeinu was he only reached the Shar Memtes. If Moshe Rabbeinu only reached the Shar Memtes, the Raya Mehemno. So who's the Shar Nun? So Rav Tzadik said, you know the Shar Nun is the Bali Tshuva, and it's the Soid of B'mokim Shabali Tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't about Tshuva, so he can only get to the Shar Memtes. The Baal Tshuva, he was able to go to the Shar Nun. That's why we said that you find two places in Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekana somebody. He was Mekana Rabbi Akiva. He said, why are you giving the Torah through me? If you have someone like Akiva ben Yosef, give it better through Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Right? There's a medrash that says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went up, or Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was learning the parish of Parah Aduma, and he said, Eliezer beni kachwa. He said, who's this Eliezer? It was Rabbi Eliezer. He said, Yehiratzin sheyetzei zeh mechalotzai. Why Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva? Because they were both Bali Tshuva, and they achieved the Madrega that Moshe Rabbeinu himself wasn't even able to achieve. But the Novi Yosheya said in Avur, and in this Nevuah of Isaiah, he was going to tell you the Koyach of Tshuva. And you know what the Koyach of Tshuva is? Kui machem dvarim v'shuva al Hashem. And even if it's not Tshuva me'ahava, it's not the Tshuva that's the perfect. It's a Tshuva me'yira, because you realize, like, what am I doing? Das eichgut. Azahir Tshuva is also fine. And if a person does a little bit of Tshuva, you know what he's going to be zeichet to? Like Rashi says, afal pi she'enam ruin la'ahava, es nadev la'avasa. But then Isaiah said to himself, he said, should I say this Nevuah? I'm not sure I should say this. You know why? Because when people hear Hashem loves me, and maybe it doesn't even matter how I behave and what I do, could be it's going to motivate people and it's going to incentivize people to do the wrong thing. Abi mitzad sheni, fakert. You have to be mechazik people. And says Rav Shlomo Fischer, it's such a nifle de gehergish, that the Navi Hosea wasn't sure. Do I tell Klal Yisrael the koyach of tshuva? Or maybe we just keep it between ourselves, because if people chap, you know, this can lead to echtava oshiv, this can lead to different things, which are not good. So what should I do? He said, oylium oymar, aba oylium loy oymar, oylium oymar. The Ramah am I going to hear and say, oh great, Hashem loves me anyways. Aba oylium loy oymar. Because fakir, Klai Yisrael has to know, zdak koyach fin tshuva. And if you feel far and you feel distant, adarabba, kui machem dvarim v'shuva al Hashem, and that Eibishta promises you, afa pisha enim ruyin la'ahava, es nadev la'avasam. So what did Isaiah say at the end of his nevuah? He said, I'm going to let it rip. I'm going to say what I have to say. Shuva Yisrael, but maybe it's the wrong thing. How does he conclude? Ki yisharim darchei Hashem. Tzadikim yelchubam, upoishim yikashlubam. That was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's maskana. Hosea was the one that said it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is quoting the Navi Hosea. And the oimik of it is, not stam a pasuk in Hosea, because Hosea had that same struggle. And what was the context of his struggle? Do I talk about Hashem's loves? I don't know. It's a little bit dangerous. It comes with a shtickel invoice. Oh, but he was machriya ki yisharim darchei Hashem. V'tzadikim yelchubam, upoishim yukashlubam. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, if that's what the Navi Hosea said, Zahav, Rishonim, Avatana de Messayeli, Ayesh mi Lismoich. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went ahead and did the same thing. And this is something I think everybody can relate to. On the one hand, Avada, we always speak at the Maral, Benkachu, Benkach, Kriyim Bonim. Nothing to talk about. Mitzad sheni, it's mechayev us to be noyeg minig banim. But it's true, even when we're not noyeg minig banim, it's ben kachu ben kach kriyim banim. Yeah, but avad, kol oimer kadosh baruch hu vatron. It's such a fascinating conflict. It's the two tzadim are mesmerizing. So what do? The Torah says, "Ki yishon darchi Hashem." V'tzadikim yelchu b'am u'poshim yikashlu b'am. Hosea Hanavi told us what you do. Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh told us what you do. We talk about it, and we say, "Benkach u'benkach kriyim b'adam." But Chalila, we shouldn't be u'poshim yikashlu b'am. We have to take it, and we have to use that to inspire us. We have to use that to inspire us to do tshuva. You know, just to be messiah with a bracha to the ganze chabura. You know, we just learned the Gemara and Daf Tzadik Tes, where the Gemara talked about the kruvim, and the pasuk says, "U'pneim ishal achiv." Right, and the stira, Pneim Alabayas, Pneim Mishalachiv, Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Loza, Chadama, Chadama. The Balaturim, on that Pasuk, Upneim Mishalachiv says, Kemoy Shnei Chaverim, Shenoisin, Venoisin, Bedivre Taya. When you picture the Kruvim, what do you picture? Ish the Isha, Rashi says, Kruvim is Keravya, it's two children. It's something that represented the Spitz Ahava, the Spitz Kesher. The Spitz closeness, right? That's Kahavas Ish V'Isha, Shir Ashirim, like the Rambam says in the end of Hilchus Tshuva. The Balaturim says, you know what's the Pnei Yemishal Achiv? It's Kamo Shnei Chaverim Shenoisim V'Noisim B'Divrei Torah. The Spitz Kesher that you can have with another person is when you learn Torah with that person. V'Navshe K'shur B'Navshe, that's also a Balaturim. Says the Balaturim, K'shur is B'Gematria Torah. Because through Torah, that's where a person comes to the Kesher. So my feeling is the Baruch Hashem, we have the Schos, we have Chabura, we get to learn Torah together every day. And v'nafshei k'shur b'nafshei, it's a b'chin of u'pneim ishalachiv. What's the Spitz Kesher? This represents our yachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and while Yisrael Ritzayim Yishol Makim, it's k'shnei chaverim shenoisim v'noisim v'divrei Torah, because there's no Kesher that's deeper and more meaningful than the Kesher between two people that learn together. Yiratzim, we should be zaycha to a k'siv v'chsim v'toiva, a good k'ben shtiyar, a year of gizont, parnasa, nachis. It should be a year where we have the schos to continue steiging together. It's been a very hard year, like we spoke about the other day. It should be tichle shana v'kil loisea, taschel shana u'bircha isea. It should be a year of Geula and Yeshua. Definitely feels like Geula and Yeshua. It's machlokes in the Gemara, whether b'nisan asidam ligal or whether b'tishrei asidam ligal. Elu ve'elu divrei likim chayim. B'tishrei asidam ligal. And we should be zoicha this chodesh tishrei to the Geula shleima. B'meir b'yameinu. Amen.